Hello, this is a global podcast from Cyprus Scene, bringing you a review from Northern Cyprus.
By Richard Beale. Essentep can do no more, they did what they had to do, win their last league match, which they did very impressively and await the result of the Dutskaya, Yenibogazizi match. Results, Essentep KKSK. 6 Mormons GBSK. 0. Saturday, May 6, 2023, Aksa League 1, Essentep Erdal Barut Stadium. Weather, thunder, lightning, rain. Essentep may have played their last match of the season, let's hope so, but in the meantime the champagne must remain on ice until Monday evening. Shame that a potential grand finale was spoilt by the terrible weather. Torrential rain, thunder and lightning all around, a waterlogged pitch, threatened to wash out Essentep's match. Thankfully the rain eased off a little and though areas of the outfield were covered in puddles, referee Evren Karadimir deemed the pitch to be playable. Not so the vital match at Satakoy between Dutskaya and Yenibogazizi, which was a victim of the appalling weather, so Essentep are waiting to know if they go up automatically or to try to achieve that goal through the playoffs. A bumper crowd would have been expected, but the weather and some event in the UK put paid to that. Many spectators parked their cars round the perimeter and stayed in them, and when Essentep scored they would beep their horns. The match was a lottery in the earlier stages, with the ball getting stuck in the puddles of water, defenders unsure of their footing and short passing nigh on impossible. Full marks to both teams for playing in these conditions, especially Mormonsk, safe in mid-table, nothing to play for. They competed well in the first half and might have scored a couple of goals themselves if it wasn't for the conditions. Match highlights. 1 minute, Essentep had the ball in the net but goal ruled out for offside. Mormonsk goalkeeper Hassan overstepped outside his area, bang on the goal area, central, Emek free kick beat the diving Hassan, hit the right-hand post, rebounding to Sali who crossed to Samita put in. But he was offside. 7 minutes, an early lead is what Essentep wanted and in came from an Emek corner from the left where it was met at the far post by Meli Nizansi to head home 1-0. Meli, far post, about to head Essentep first goal. Ege Can, not in photo, scores Essentep second goal. 22 minutes, another Emek corner from the left was met by Ege Can Asikportelai who beat Hassan with a low shot. 2-0. Mormons came close of two occasions within 5 minutes, reminding Essentep the game wasn't won yet. 25 minutes, Essentep goalkeeper Osman was unable to hold on to the slippery ball but great defending by Devron heading away Ayrton's shot, prevented the visitors pulling a goal back. 27 minutes, with the ball getting stuck in puddles and defenders unable to tackle properly Ayrton had another chance but shot straight at Osman. 21 Ege Can put in by 9 Meli scores his second goal and Essentep third goal 3-0. 39 minutes, a very clever ball by Meli put Ege Can Asikportelai in on the left and he went on unmarked to beat Hassan. 3-0. 45 minutes, Essentep young midfielder Sali Kural almost scored his first senior goal, curling an effort just past the left-hand post. Half-time score, 3-0. Mormon's coach during the break made 3 replacements to try and get his team back into the match and Ahmet Can came close hitting a shot past Osman's right-hand post. The rain had almost ceased. The pitch was easier thanks to good drainage but it was still slippery conditions for the players. Mormonsk on the hour mark, probably thought the match was lost as Essentep with the bit between their teeth, kept going in search of more goals. 65 minutes, Emek was again the provider another left-wing corner headed home by defender Devron Gunesh, the ball getting stuck in a puddle and going through goalkeeper Hassan's legs. 4-0. 75 minutes, a long goal kick from Osman saw Meli Nizansi looking offside fasten onto the ball and finish with aplomb. 5-0. Meli about to score his second goal 5-0. And to complete his hat trick 6-0. 76 minutes, Meli Nizansi completed his hat trick being put through on the right before hammering his shot past Hassan. 6-0. Essentep coach Devut with possible thoughts of injuries and the wet conditions and the possible playoffs took the opportunity of giving most of the replacement bench a run out. Full-time score, 6-0. Summing up, the team were prepared mentally and physically despite the bad conditions they knew what their target was and achieved this with a fantastic team effort, 17 matches unbeaten what a run. I must mention goalkeeper Osman still relatively inexperienced, he didn't have a lot to do but his handling with a wet ball was immaculate. Hopefully neighbors Dutskaya who must win for playoff points can beat Yenibogazizi on Monday and we can take that champagne off the ice and celebrate. NB, Dutskaya Kosk v Yenibogazizi DSK, kickoff 4-30, Satakoy Njet Bagsir Stadium, behind the old Temp supermarket, or by the Lodge Bar and Restaurant. This will be a cracking match. Esentep man of the match the whole team. Esentep team, Osman, GK, Mustafa, Nursen 70, Okan, Divran, Emek, C, Mahmoud, Salih Ilyas 70, Tugra, Hussein 71, Meli, Dursun Ali 71, Ega Khan, Emre 63. Esentep replacements not used, Ulash, Khan, GK, Shaheen, Gokdeniz, Mehmet Ada. Mormansk team, Hassan, GK, Abbas, Tugge, Erdog, Mehmet Ali, Mustafa Menexali 71, Gukai, C, Aykut, Mustafa Ogur 46. Ahmet Khan, Sami 59, Barak Aziz Topal 46, Ayrton, Erdvan 46, Erhan. Yellow cards, Mustafa, Nursen, Esentep. Rezvan, Mormansk. Referee, Evren Karademir, excellent match making allowances for the bad conditions. To see more pictures please visit my Facebook page. If you like Cyprus Scene news and reviews your support will be much appreciated by buying a coffee.